And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you have had a wonderful week and are enjoying your weekend and enjoyed your Hanukkah as well. So if you have a couple of minutes to spare tonight, please join us here on our show because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation here. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that number is 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. We hope you will do that soon. Our email address, should you care to email us, is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but over the course of the week. Please let us know if you have any ideas for the show or questions or comments, whatever. mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, as it is known presently, at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And you can get a podcast of the show. Since Debbie Kennedy's in charge tonight, she will be done to the utmost perfection at kalw.org. So, that being said, let us go to a round of introductions and then a first round of questions. And here's the first. I'm being challenged to read it completely, perfectly. Jerry Nachman hopes to be thawed out in time for Christmas dinner.
Thank you, Dana. Excellent. Joshua Cosman is a big fan of prepositional because, that's in quotes, the hot new syntactic fad that's sweeping the nation, he claims, because reasons.
I
hear the audience scratching its collective head.
No. The audience is much hipper than you, Dana, Jerry.
Okay.
But our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, meanwhile, has not spent this cold an evening since the night he met his in-laws for the first time.
All right.
I hope your friend is not listening.
Yeah. And we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What are the city's two largest private employers?
This city?
Yeah.
San Francisco. Two largest private employers. Private. Do you have any numbers on that?
No. As if that would make a difference.
Well, I don't know. Let me think. That's a good, yeah. Debbie suggested Pacific Gas and Electric.
No, that's not in the private city. That's not a private.
That is a private.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was. I thought it's a public utility, isn't it? It's a private utility.
It's a private utility.
Okay, all right. No, it's not it.
That's what about Sutter Health?
Good guess.
That's good.
I'll give it to you. It's
CPMC.
California Pacific Medical Center.
All right.
Number one.
I think that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're owned by Sutter, which owns other hospitals. Okay, what's the second one?
Oh, boy. How about McDonald's?
No.
Or Target?
No.
All right.
Is it one of those sort of nationwide companies or very local like CPMC?
I think it's regional.
Debbie also.
I'm not sure though.
Debbie also suggested Sunset Scavenger.
No.
Okay. No. That's a good guess though.
That's also a good guess. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, read the question.
But I got one.
One of the city's two largest private employers? Joshua guessed California Pacific Medical Center. I'm looking for the other one.
Okay. And Josh, your turn.
Okay. Mills Mess, Burke's Barrage, and Rubenstein's Revenge are all techniques used in what popular pastime?
Once more.
Mills Mess, Burke's Barrage, and Rubenstein's Revenge are all techniques involved in what popular pastime?
Is this either chess or bridge?
It is neither chess nor bridge.
Okay.
Rubenstein's Revenge.
Popular pastime. Is this a game? Can you tell us that?
No, it's not a game. It's not a game. For real, man. This is not a game. It's fun, though.
Rubenstein. So it's something you do?
Nope.
No. Why do you know it's fun?
What was the mess, the first one?
Mill's Mess.
Mill's Mess.
Burke's Barrage and Rubenstein's Revenge. Many people do it, and they do it for fun. I am not one of them. Rubenstein, I'll just add, not that it'll help you, Rubenstein is a friend of mine. He lives in Sunnyvale.
Really?
Yeah. He's a very prominent figure in this field. And those who are adepts at this...
Does it have to do with video games?
It has nothing
to do with games.
Nothing to do with video games.
Okay.
Is this something to do with words?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So just to reiterate, Mill's Mess, Burke's Barrage, and Rubenstein's Revenge are all techniques commonly involved in or commonly used in what popular pastime?
Is it only a coincidence that you know this Rubenstein?
It is absolutely a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
He's also a puzzle guy. That's why I know him. But that has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Here from Union City.
Hello.
I got a question for Josh.
Go, man.
Let's say this. What actress did a recording of Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and Wolf in French?
What actress did a recording of Peter and the Wolf in French?
Yeah.
Is she a French actress?
No.
That's why it's interesting. Let's think about this.
I think I might know.
You think you might know, but I'm going to think about it first, because this is ringing a bell, but I wanted to say Catherine Deneuve, but that's not right.
No.
She's not French, he said, didn't he?
I know. That's why I asked. I don't know. Dana, what do you got?
Is it Kristin Scott Thomas?
No.
Well, she's almost French.
Mm. Audrey Hepburn?
No.
That's not bad. Is it an actress who's working today? Is still around?
She's still alive, yes.
Why did she do it in French?
Give you a clue. She was country's next door to France. I'll give you that.
She what now?
Well, Audrey Hepburn
her
is from Belgium.
Oh, yeah. She's Belgian. She's...
No.
No. Could be Spanish. Could be Swiss.
She could be from Andorra.
Could be from Andorra.
No.
But then she'd do it in Catalan.
Showing off.
I'm just riffing.
That's not Andorra.
What?
They don't speak Catalan in Andorra.
Sure they do. It's the official state language.
She's an Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
She's an Academy Award winner?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. She's an Academy Award winner, and she's...
European.
She's
a film actress, we're assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. In French. Huh.
Penelope Cruz.
Nope.
Belgian or Swiss? We give up.
It's Sophia Loren.
Oh,
I was going to
really?
Say her. I actually was going to say her.
But you always say her, just on principle.
No, I don't know.
Why did she make this recording in French, Garrett?
I don't know, but it was the version of Peter the Wolf, though. It was one version in English and one version in French. She did the narration. I have no idea.
That's great. I'd love to hear it. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, here's my second question. Which half of a husband and wife comedy team would outlive the majority of their cast of their television series?
Which half of a husband and wife comedy? They're an official comedy team. They weren't just teamed on a...
George Burns. 100.
Yeah,
100.
Up a bell. Right. Except for his son, he outlived the majority of the cast of the television series.
Right.
He was 99,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So last week was, of course, the shopping day of To Beat All Shopping Days. And I'm sure Jerry was out early.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'd like to know are the four most bought items at Walmart nationally on Black Friday.
Xbox. Or a game console. Game console?
No. Mm-mm. That's your guess.
It certainly is.
What are the four most bought items at Walmart nationally on Black Friday?
Do you want a specific brand or generic?
No, just generic. Just generic.
Gloves.
No. No. You're still thinking about Hanukkah gifts, huh?
Why are you laughing?
No, not gloves. I'll give you another guess.
What's that have to do with Hanukkah? Scarves.
No. 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 I'll give you another guess, Josh.
I'm going to guess game consoles again. I still can't believe that's not right.
No, it's not. No game consoles.
What else do people buy on Black Friday? TV sets?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
TVs. 2 million televisions were sold at Walmart nationally. All right. So I'm looking for the four most popular or bought items at Walmart nationally last Black Friday. TVs
microwave.
Number one. No. Nope. And second question. This is a literary introduction. How are you? You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive. From who to who?
That's Sherlock Holmes meeting John Watson.
For the first time. Right. Very good.
How did he know he was in Afghanistan?
I don't remember that. I don't remember.
Something to do with the skin coloring,
yeah,
isn't it?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Who was the first... Let's see. Who was the first person to serve two full terms as vice president before becoming president? Who was the first person to serve two full terms as vice president?
James Monroe.
Before becoming president? No.
Am I in the right area?
Well, he was president.
Yeah.
You're in the right area that way.
I don't know if he was vice president. I don't know who the early vice presidents were.
I don't know.
All right. Once more, who was the first person to serve two full terms as vice president before becoming president? And what were the four most popular items at Walmart nationally last Black Friday? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, this is Colin from Berkeley.
Hi, Colin.
So I have an answer to Josh's question. Those are all juggling patterns.
That is correct.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Are you a juggler yourself?
I am a juggler. I have juggled all those patterns myself.
Ah. Yeah.
So, good one.
Very good.
So I figured I might as well quiz you guys on a little juggling. So, The world record for the most objects juggled was broken, I believe it was last year now, and I'm wondering if you guys knew how many objects is the current world record.
Were these objects all of comparable size?
Yes, they're all the same size.
Okay.
So I have no idea if this is even a legitimate guess, but a little voice inside my head, as soon as you started the question, said 13.
No, not quite. Close, but we haven't quite got there yet.
That's too high, in other words.
Yeah, too high. Yeah.
Okay.
I will say 9.
Nope.
10.
No, getting closer.
Say 11.
11.
It's 11, yes.
All right.
11 beanbags.
Wow. Is it somebody we know that has done this?
You know, I'm trying. I wish I could think of his full name. I know his first name is Alex, and his last name is not coming to me right now. I believe he's a European guy.
Mm. And, is there any kind of a record for jugglers who've juggled various kinds, different items?
I don't know per se. I don't know if those are kept as close.
Because those are the ones I love, the egg and the bowling ball and
right,
and Michael
right.
Davis and stuff.
And just to be clear, I might as well let you guys know, too, that the official way of juggling an object or a number of objects is you have to throw and catch every one of them at least twice.
So oh, okay.
So I think it was 23 catches with 11 balls, I believe, is what the current record is.
How many can you do?
I've done 7 officially. That's my...
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Working on getting up from there.
Okay.
Anyways, love the show. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, thanks, Colin.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I'm sorry, Alexander Koblikov? What is that for? Oh, the juggler? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, gosh.
And she's always on the... She's right on top of it. Yeah.
She knows her jugglers.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Walmart Black Friday, was it towels?
Towels was number one.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
Very good. Towels, 2.8 million towels, or towel sets, I think they basically were. Very good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, this is Linda in El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Well, as you know, of course, the holiday season is the season when people start worrying about their weight and so forth and so on. But I'd like to combine that idea with a very popular theme on Minds Over Matter, the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran across a... some information that ranks the presidents by BMI, Body Mass Index.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I have the top 10 highest and the bottom 10 lowest. And, of course, you're going to say
Taft.
Yeah, so we're going to move on from the obvious ones. And I'd like you to tell me the next five highest and the, of course, for the lowest, what would you guess?
I'll say James Madison for
That's
the lowest.
That's right. So those are the easy ones.
All right.
That's
so
I'd like
easy.
You to give me the next five lowest ones.
How about LBJ?
He's not on my list.
Okay. So you want the you want the five lowest now?
Well, let's
either
do,
one.
Either one.
We can do it either way.
Was Clinton one of the highest?
He was. Let's see. He's not in the top six.
Okay.
So that's the ones I'm asking.
How about
he's
Warren Harding? Warren Harding.
No, he's not on there.
He's a big guy.
Hoover was a beefy guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't
Wasn't
quite
that
make
tall,
it.
Though.
He was right after Clinton.
Okay.
So the, we've got
well, how do they know? How do they know what like George Washington's
right.
BMI was?
Do they I don't know.
Look in their coffins and measure
they,
that.
They give their weight, but not their height, and they give their BMI.
Okay.
So
yeah.
How about Millard Fillmore?
No, he's. I don't know whether he's fat or not, but he's not on.
He wasn't exactly fat.
Zachary Taylor is a big, beefy guy.
Okay, right. He's number four. Very good.
Very good.
I'll say
okay,
for the so least, got... the least, the smallest figure. How about Harry Truman?
No, he's not on here.
Okay.
I have two guesses for the low BMI. One would be Tyler, and one because he was so scrawny. I mean, sort of beaky and thin.
And what's the other one?
Polk.
Tyler is on here, but I don't see Pope.
Okay.
So we got...
How about John Adams? He was very short.
I don't
but he
see
was
him.
A little chunky, I guess.
Mm. Oh, not... no, I don't see him.
Oh, Grover Cleveland for the most.
Let's see.
He was pretty big.
Yeah.
Very good. He's okay. Number two, the second biggest BMI.
Mm. How about less the smaller? How about Lincoln? He was pretty scrawny and.
He comes in just seventh, so that's just off what we're looking for.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to fill in all the blanks.
All right, so I think we better
tell us the rest.
Fill in the blanks or do that.
All right. Well, after Taft, Cleveland, which you guessed, William McKinley is the next one.
Sure.
You guessed Zachary Taylor. Theodore Roosevelt, and I saw a picture of him, and he looked exactly like William Howard Taft, shrunk down. I was really kind of surprised. And the sixth one on the big guys is Chester Arthur.
Hmm.
Okay.
I thought Teddy Roosevelt was pretty fit. Wasn't he famous?
Well, the picture
he
I
was
saw
built like
him,
a fire plug
kind of,
I think.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, here are the slimmest ones. Of course, Madison. Second was Andrew Jackson. You guessed John Tyler. Fourth one, Franklin Pierce. William Henry Harrison, he was the poor guy that died soon after election, right? And then Calvin Coolidge.
So
that's it.
Right.
And now on our list of smallest, you might be interested to know that Barack Obama comes in ninth and JFK 10th.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. One guess on this. What is the longest-running dramatic weekly primetime series in the United States?
Dramatic? You mean it's not a comedy? Or you mean it's
right.
it's scripted? I'm not sure what you.
Well, it's. I don't know how to answer that. It's scripted, yeah.
I mean, it's The Simpsons is.
What is dramatic weekly primetime series?
That's the dramatic weekly primetime.
That's not
series.
Dramatic.
Well, I know. Okay.
Not,
all right.
That's definitely a comedy series. It's neither dramatic nor necessarily comic. It's kind of a dramedy, let's say.
Oh.
I don't know. It can be. It's a mix.
Can you tell us how long it's been on?
I'm not sure. I would say about 35 years, maybe.
35 years?
40 years.
I'm sorry. Did you say this is primetime? It's not one of the soaps?
Primetime. No, one guess,
years?
And you guess The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
No.
35 years?
I think it's about, yeah.
35?
And it's not a reality show.
I'm not answering any questions.
No, because
I'm asking the questions. I didn't say that.
Okay.
No, it's not a reality. But reality shows have not been around that long.
So, right. Yeah. Right. Well,
I don't know.
Okay.
Queen for a day.
Okay.
What? Ask the question once more.
What is the longest running dramatic weekly primetime series in the United States?
Okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle. They're a classical music critic, Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? No?
You have the lowest or the coldest mean temperature. By the way, if you take temperature every day...
Eat. We lost the first part of you, so you better start again.
Okay. What city in the U.S. that have the lowest mean temperature? The average temperature is the lowest. If you take all of the... Let's say the continental U.S. to be safe.
Continental U.S. Okay.
Yeah, 48 states. So there's one city, if you add all of the temperature over day by day, divide them by 365 days, it would be the coolest.
Frostbite falls. Is this a major city?
Yes.
Is it Minneapolis?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'll give you a hint because time is crucial.
Right.
Mark Twain said something about it.
Oh. You talking about San Francisco, California?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
I didn't realize
yes.
that.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Has the lowest
mean
yes,
temperature?
Yeah, but, you know, the mean.
What is it? What is the average mean temperature?
Something around 60 degrees or below.
Wow,
that's what San Francisco temperature is. Look at it today, but that's true. Jeez. Because, you know, if you go Midwest or East, it is very hot in the summer. Most places, even Alaska, they have very.
That's
hot
why Jerry lives here.
Summers. Yeah, so it's a good question, right?
Good.
Okay. It's a great question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
All right. So last week, I said the highest elevation. International capital cities in the U.S. And what came was La Paz in Bolivia and Santa Fe. What is the lowest in the U.S.?
The lowest and, capital city? The lowest
yes.
elevation?
Elevation in the U.S. and international. I mean, you know, worldwide.
Oh, worldwide?
Probably, so we'll leave, yeah. Is we'll this question to the audience because it really needs some research.
Is it, what is it, Tallahassee, Florida?
Oh, you mean state capitals? I would have said Baton Rouge.
State capital.
Is it Baton Rouge?
No.
Okay.
So we'll leave that to the audience. I have another interesting question for you. Should we, so beside the audience.
This is the third question, Eve.
Well, we usually have two for, okay, it's a very quick question. This poison is the most deadly poison. On the other hand, it is really easy to make. Can make it in your own kitchen.
Yeah, it's arsenic.
No,
not arsenic. That's not what I meant. The one that you make out of almonds or peach pits. It's
that's cyanide.
Cyanide.
No.
Okay.
You still need something. What? Something you can. Sometimes you can even make it without intending to, and people have died from that.
Mm.
The most toxic poison you can ever imagine.
So you're not talking about E. coli or some.
No.
Okay.
No. Once you can be treated before you show the symptoms, just like rabies, but not rabies. Rabies is caused by virus.
Or
but this one actually you can make in your kitchen. So once you show the symptoms, you're dead.
I'm sure I've got some of it in my refrigerator without knowing.
No doubt.
I bet you do.
I think you're right. I would guess that.
Botulism?
Botulin?
That's it. Yes.
I said that.
Yeah. Dana said that, but I made him say it.
Yes. No, that's perfect.
Botulin, I never heard of botulin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You do have it in your refrigerator.
I'm sure I do.
Thanks, Eve. Okay. Josh, it's your turn.
All right. So last time I was on the show 2 weeks ago, Dana, you had a great question that inspired me. You
I have a similar question tonight. I hope you. We'll see if you go over each other. Here.
Probably. If you've already got this one,
go ahead.
You asked about adjoining states that had capitals beginning with the same letter, and I was inspired by this to see whether we could do the same thing with the countries of Europe.
Oh, all right. No, different one.
Okay. And I went back. Remember this? You got this right away. You got Sacramento and Salem because So I went and looked at the capitals of European countries that have borders. And the first thing I found is that there's a mess of them that have capitals beginning with B. Serbia and Hungary and Romania, and they're all mutually bordering, and it's a big drag.
Right.
But if you eliminate the B capitals from the question, you get five completely distinct pairs of countries in Europe that share a border and have capitals that start with the same letter.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
So, how many can you name?
And so we're eliminating the B's entirely.
We're eliminating the B's, the Bucharest and Budapest and Bern and Bonn and
Bulgaria.
I mean Berlin and the capitals.
Or capitals.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of them and they all are mutually border and it's a big
How many did you find?
Five pairs.
Okay.
Five pairs of countries that share a border and have capitals starting with the same letter. Some of them are obscure, some of them are not.
Vaduz, Liechtenstein, and Vienna, Austria?
That's exactly right. That's not where I was expecting you to start.
There you go. See, I always start with the hardest.
You do. Well, those are not the hardest.
What was the Liechtenstein?
Vaduz. All right. My contribution.
So I'll leave the other four for listeners. We're looking for pairs of European countries that share a border and have capital starting with the same letter.
So you're eliminating the B's.
Any country whose capital begins with B is out of the running for this puzzle. There's
many?
A lot. Uh-huh. There's eight in Europe, and seven of them are all mutually adjacent or something. But Dana got Vaduz, Liechtenstein, and Vienna, Austria.
Okay.
And we'll see who can get the other four.
All right. And please give us a call at 415-841-4134. Again, we have a couple of lines open, 415-841-4134. All right. I almost hesitate to do this question now, but...
Oh, do the same one.
All right. Here we go. This is a U.S. question. These are states... These are U.S. states that border another state whose name begins with the next letter of the alphabet.
Oh, you guys got to get off this kid.
This is not hard.
Fun. This is what we do for fun.
These are U.S. states, and they border another state that begins with the following letter of the alphabet.
Or preceding, depending.
No, no preceding, only following.
Well, one of them borders the other, then it's a mutual thing.
Yeah, but you have to give me the earliest letter in the alphabet first.
So if Georgia... were to border Hawaii, that would be a... All right, but Florida and Georgia are neighboring
there
states.
There you go.
So how many pairs?
I have nine.
Nine.
Are you looking for the second letter?
No.
So I'll give you the example that Josh got. So I'm looking for states that border another state and the next state begins with the next letter of the alphabet. So like Florida begins with an F, and it borders Georgia that begins with a G. Okay. So, and there are eight more pairs that I found, unless you can find something else. And I'm open to that. So, once more, I'm looking for all the pairs of states where one state begins with one letter of the alphabet and the next state that borders it begins with the following letter of the alphabet.
So, Jerry, here's another example. Virginia borders West Virginia.
Yeah.
Go.
I got it, but it's...
You got it, but you don't want it.
I don't want it.
All right. Exactly. You got that, too.
Very right. Succinctly put.
Virginia and West Virginia. All right.
All right.
So there you go.
All right.
I can't think that hard.
It's not that hard. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I would like to hear Jerry think a little hard with what I've got coming. Hi, it's Sparky Maddie. How are you
good.
Doing?
Hey.
I think, how about Ohio and Pennsylvania?
That's correct.
Mm.
Ohio and Pennsylvania. There you go.
And another vice president who served two full terms before becoming president.
The first vice president to serve two full terms before becoming president.
Exactly. I'm thinking Richard Nixon.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So nothing happened. Yeah.
Wow.
Until Richard Nixon.
So you should explain Ohio is Columbus and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
No, we're not dealing with the capitals. It's just the state names.
Oh, the state animal. I thought you meant the capital.
No, no, no. We did that before.
It's a complicated question. All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, Josh, did you catch the Kronos gig last night?
I did. I was there. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
It was very nice.
It was very nice, and got to shake Terry Riley's hand.
Ah.
Heck of a nice guy. So I've got two questions, one for you and one for Dana and Jerry.
All right.
Dana and Jerry, I'll let you stew over this. There's this new channel called Antenna TV, which is put out by Kron, K-R-O-N. And one of the shows that we've been coming across every so often, which has been fun to watch, is Burns and Allen. George Burns and Gracie Allen show.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching. So for you two, who are the four gentlemen who played Harry Morton?
I think we had that question.
This has come up.
Fred Clark was the most famous, I think.
Right.
Now, while you're still pondering,
Hal March was the first.
They're not going to ponder very long, Sparky.
All right, go ahead.
Hal March was the first. Fred Clark, I think, was about the last.
No, the last, I think, was the one who played the neighbor on Mr. Ed. What was his name?
Oh, there was a guy named Larry something.
Oh, Larry, you're right. Larry,
Come on.
Larry.
That's it.
Larry. I don't remember his last name, yeah.
Yeah, he was a character actor. Well, pretty popular character actor in the 50s.
He might have been the last one.
Yeah, yeah. So
we got three.
We got three, basically.
Yeah, two and a half. Meanwhile, for you, Josh.
Yeah.
Name the four cellists for the Kronos Quartet.
That's a good question. So, I see. But wait a minute. That's harder than it looks because you want the first.
Or at least on record.
You don't want the first one, actually.
Not the first one.
Okay, not the first. You mean since they moved here. So
since
then
they
it was
here
it was Joan John Renault.
Record.
Right. Joan John Renault for most of the career. And then she was replaced by Jennifer Culp, who gave way to Jeffrey Ziegler. And then since this year, it's been the wonderful and talented Miss Sunny Yang.
Absolutely. Yep. That's
there
the
you
fourth.
Go. I can do these things.
So what's the fourth?
All right. Playing Harry Morton, to move on, Hal March, Fred Clark, Larry Keating.
Larry Keating.
And John Brown.
Who was on the radio show.
John Brown, who played...
Digger O'Dell.
Digger O'Dell. And,
yeah,
and Tonto,
was,
I think.
Only on there.
Didn't he play Tonto as
I don't
well?
Know.
He was British.
All right.
We're done.
Thanks, Marky.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There are nine pairs of these states, and we've only got three?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to keep working on it.
All right. Remember, it has to be the following letter.
Yeah,
of the
yeah,
alphabet.
No.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Not the previous, the following.
Okay. So
and
if I say West Virginia and Virginia, then I'm dinged.
You just have to reverse it. That's
yeah, okay, okay.
All right.
Good.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy, is this me?
It is you.
Hello, this is Bob in Berkeley. I want to try, you guys are brilliant. Your callers are too, so there's not much left I know, but I'll try the states first.
Okay.
You've got your Montana, your North Dakota, and your Minnesota. You can go east, west, or north, or west, east. I guess.
Right, there you go. Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota. There you go.
Nice.
The state capitals, one of your callers, how about Boston, Massachusetts for the sea level?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have the answer for that?
Did we have the answer for that? No?
No, I don't think he... Yeah, I mean, he left the question. I don't know if he left the answer.
No. Okay, we're not sure.
Okay. Now, on your vice presidents, I think there's only been two, Richard Nixon and George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There have been.
Yeah. Right. Okay, guys, I love your theme song.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
And Jerry, wait a minute. I'll repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. We're sort of in that spot now.
What is the longest running dramatic weekly primetime series in the United States? It's 35 or 40 years, something like that. And what are the city's two largest private employers? We've already guessed California Pacific Medical Center. I'm looking for one other.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
The city, yeah.
And Josh.
I'm looking for pairs of European countries that share a border and who have capitals that start with the same letter that isn't B. Dana already got Liechtenstein and Austria that have capitals beginning with V, Vaduz and Vienna. What are the other four?
All right. I'm looking for the four most popular items bought at Walmart last Black Friday. The four most popular items bought at Walmart last Black Friday. So far we have towels and TVs. What are the other two items? And I gave you, there are nine pairs of states where the bordering state starts with the next letter of the alphabet, as in Florida starts with an F, Georgia starts with a G. So it has to be a bordering state: Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota. So there are four pairs of states left. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Is UCSF the other San Francisco?
Oh, that's a good guess. UCSF, Jerry?
No, it is not.
Wow, but that's not a private.
But that's not private.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was just a private.
Yeah, private.
About the European capitals?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bucharest and Budapest?
Those are definitely adjacent.
Oh, but those would be...
That's why Bucharest and Budapest and Bratislava are all... They're all connected.
Right. I forgot you said no
yeah.
these. What about Athens and Ankara?
Well done, you.
Very good.
Can you give us the countries, just for the sake of completeness?
Greece and Turkey.
Yeah. Very thanks.
Good.
And Minsk and Moscow?
Yes. Exactly
very good.
Right. Well
very
done.
Good job.
Belarus and Russia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, Jerry, now it is your turn.
Why does a capital L with a line through it indicate the British pound? What is the derivation, in other words?
It's from the Latin librum, or for scale, because you weigh the money in a scale.
Right. Libra, the basic Roman unit of weight. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. What president called the White House the crown jewel in the U.S. penal system?
Oh. That could have been a lot of presidents, probably.
I'll give you one guess there, maybe two.
I don't know.
Coolidge.
No.
Is it a? Can you tell if it's 20th century or 19th century?
I could, but I won't.
All right. What way hard to get, huh? And
you're the president's expert, so you don't get any clues.
There have been lots of comments like that.
Josh, I might give a clue for it, too.
All right. Ask for one, Josh.
Can I have a clue?
you can phone a friend, though.
All right. I don't have any friends anymore.
And not since you started doing the show.
A lottery critic, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Dana, in your adjoining state question?
Yes, yes.
I've got an answer. That's good whether you're talking about the name of the state or the state capital.
Oh, well, that's even better.
What is it?
Okay, so it has to be the state capital starts with the following letter. I mean, from not only the two states,
order.
But the state capital.
Wow.
Okay. All right, all right. Because I just did this last... Where's my list? Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. Is it east or west of the Mississippi?
East.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is going to take too long to...
I won't make you suffer.
Figure out.
Yeah, tell us.
Boston, Massachusetts, and Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, all right.
Well done.
Good job. Good job on that.
And I have another question.
Yes.
Why are carrots orange?
Because they have carotene.
Oh, no.
Isn't that why?
No. I will give you a hint. The answer is not biological, but political.
Yes, they're not naturally orange.
Oh, really?
They weren't originally orange. They were... Weren't they like yellow or green or something like that?
European carrots were red.
Red?
And African carrots were yellow.
Okay.
So they made American carrots orange for trading purposes?
No.
Okay.
The change was made in Europe.
Particular
reason.
Is it a political reason?
Yes.
He said, yeah.
Huh.
So European carrots were red. But this goes back farther than
17th century.
Yes.
Does this have something to do with the Protestants and Catholics in Ireland?
No.
Okay.
It's certainly pre-communism, so red wouldn't, that wouldn't be it.
Orange.
Well, the orange, you mean the orange, the House of Orange in
yes.
Oh, it.
Yes.
Huh. Oh, in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. They were having such a good time with the tulips, they decided to change the carrots to honor the House of Orange.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah.
How do you do that, actually? I wonder.
I'm not sure. I guess you just, it's a selective breeding.
So that is the same reason why.
Where's Gregor Mendel when you really need him?
Thanks a lot. And Josh, I think it's your turn.
All right. Let's see what I've got here. The Dutch-born man, a Dutch-born man named Andreas or Dries van Kuik is better known to rock fans by what name?
Sting.
No.
No. You know that one. Currently.
Currently, I don't understand your question.
Is this person a current performer?
Is he alive? I didn't say he was a performer, and I didn't say he was alive.
Oh, all right.
I just said he's known to rock the Dutch-born Andreas or Dries van Kuik, and I wish I had somebody here to counsel me on Dutch pronunciation. It's K-U-I-J-K. He's better known to rock fans by what name?
Well, he could be like a producer then or a...
lips are sealed.
Or a composer, yeah, okay.
He's someone very important in the history of rock and roll, not by that name.
Okay. So it's not somebody like George Martin or like that?
It's not someone like George Martin.
A producer.
Someone like...
an engineer.
Ahmet Erdogan. That's not his real name.
Sure it is.
I know it is. I was kidding.
Huh.
Who would make up that name? Yeah.
But he's not necessarily a performer.
Not necessarily. But he might be. But I'm not saying.
All right. Leave it out.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I have a couple of answers, I think, to your question about the states with the corresponding letters.
Yes.
Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
That is
or
correct.
Maine and New Hampshire.
Yes. Very good.
Okay.
Both.
Great. Thank you. And the crown jewel of the federal penal system was said by Bill Clinton.
No.
Okay.
You started so confidently, I was sure you were going to nail it.
I did, 50%.
No, no, I'm sorry. It was not Clinton.
Okay.
Well, he loved being president.
Yeah.
I know.
He would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yes, yeah.
But I guess for a time he did consider it part of the penal system. Mm.
He did.
So to speak.
Well, okay. Well, thank you so much. I love your show.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I'm trying to get the states straight here. We got Massachusetts and New York, right?
Right.
No one said Massachusetts and New York.
No, they don't
yet.
Border.
They don't?
They don't?
They don't? They
over
don't
on
border.
The West End?
Do they? Are you
I don't
sure?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
think
asking.
So.
I'm not saying.
No.
Michael knows.
Did we get Maine and New Hampshire?
We did.
Okay. Does South Carolina border Tennessee?
No.
No. How about Montana and Nebraska?
No.
Oh, well, I'm striking out all over the place. Okay. How about for the lowest in elevation state capital, Tallahassee?
That's what I was thinking, too, but we don't have a definitive answer on that yet, so we have to wait.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I've been wondering about whether Missouri and Nebraska, whether on the east, on the western edge of Missouri, you get to Nebraska or something else. No?
No.
Okay.
You're Kansas.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to give you some famous novel. These are very famous novel subtitles, and you tell me what the novel is.
How many you got?
Three.
Okay.
Number one, A Novel Without a Hero. Number two, A History of a Foundling. And number three, A Study of Provincial Life. Hmm. So once more, these are famous novels, all written in the late 18th and the early 19th century, or mid-19th century. A Novel Without a Hero, A History of a Foundling and a Study of Provincial Life.
God, I've heard that novel without a hero.
So I'll give you one guess.
Just one?
Yeah.
All right. History of a Foundling is Henry Fielding's Tom Jones.
That is correct. Tom Jones. Very good.
A study of what was the rest of that?
A study of provincial life. That's the most difficult. Do you have
that one? No, I think that's the most famous one. I got that one easily, but the first one is the one that stumped
me. Study of provincial life sounds like Jane Austen.
It is not Jane Austen. Okay. Very different from Jane Austen.
Okay, all right. A novel without...
But it is English.
A novel without...
You're right
a hero.
About that.
And it is a woman.
Yeah.
Novel without a hero.
Mm. Novel without a hero. That
Jeez,
one, I don't
know.
That's
very familiar.
It should be, yeah. I'm sure you probably even read it.
Even I probably did.
Well, no. It's not a book that's widely read anymore, but you might have read it.
It's not widely read.
Not anymore. It's a very famous book in its time, but not widely read.
Yeah. Hmm. It's an American
anymore.
Novel?
No, it's not. It's English.
English, yeah, okay. Gosh.
Mm. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Susan.
Okay, states. New York and Massachusetts do border each other, and the reason I know is I grew up in Albany, and we used to drive over to Tanglewood in Massachusetts.
All right, I am corrected. There we go.
Does that mean there
Louisiana
are 10?
Louisiana and Mississippi.
Why'd you say Louisiana and Mississippi?
Yeah.
That's correct.
How about Nebraska and Oklahoma?
No.
No, okay. No. How about Minnesota and North Dakota?
Somebody got that, but yes, that's correct.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Susan, you got anything else? Okay, nope. We're done.
All right. Good job. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Claire from Oakland.
Hi, Claire.
And I just have a guess or two for the European bordering countries.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
One of them I'm pretty sure should be Skopje, Macedonia, and Sofia, Bulgaria.
Indeed.
Very
well
good.
Done.
Very
Thank
good.
You. Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, thanks. And the other one, I don't know. This is kind of a stretch, but maybe it could be, I don't know if it qualifies.
Try us.
Montenegro's Podgorica and Kosovo's Pristina.
Exactly
no,
right.
Oh, excellent.
You have swept the category.
I like your
well
knowledge
done.
Of Eastern Europe.
Oh, that's exciting because I wasn't sure if Podgorica was actually the capital of a European country.
It
and
is
I wasn't
the,
sure.
It is absolutely the capital of Montenegro.
Okay, exciting.
Good. Thank you so much.
The provincial life, could that be Wuthering Heights?
It is
no?
not Wuthering Heights, no.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Jerry?
Okay. Close to a month. But what literary figures also died on November 22nd, 1963?
Mm. Aldous Huxley.
Yeah,
that's
Aldous
one.
Huxley.
That's
and
an easy one.
No, there's another one. I was just reading there about is. This.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is it Aldous Huxley and the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis.
It is.
Yes.
Excellent, guys. Very good. Okay, what? I'll ask one quick.
Talk about getting buried by the lead story.
All right. What general was said to be the model for Dr. Strangelove?
General?
I thought it was Wernher von Braun.
No, it was like Edward Teller or somebody
no.
like that.
Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah.
He's German. It's Wernher von Braun.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to stand by this one.
No, I think
that's
maybe
not
you.
Right. That's
like,
not what I have.
Really?
Like Buck,
that sounds,
you know, Buck Turgeson,
yeah,
the George
Buck Turgeson.
Scott. That might have been like Curtis LeMay or somebody.
That was
like
Curtis
that.
LeMay.
Okay.
That's Buck,
yeah, so that's Buck
Turgeson.
Turgeson.
Oh,
that's not
Dr. Strangelove.
The George C. Scott.
I'm sorry, I should say
that's okay.
In
I'm not
Dr.
saying we won't get our hair mussed.
In Dr. Strangelove, Curtis
yeah.
LeMay.
40, 50 million tops.
Very good. Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm in Marin County.
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Well, people have been loving this state game, and they've gotten almost all of them.
Some of them have.
But do Montana and North Dakota border each other?
Yes, somebody got that. All right.
Oh, okay, never mind. I have one more guess. The study of provincial life, was that Tess of the D'Urbervilles?
No, you're on the right track. I mean, it's
Thomas Hardy.
It's not no, it's not Thomas Hardy, but it's all a lot, some of the novels that have been named have all written around the generally the same time.
I seem to remember it was something about some awful study in provincial life. That's why I'm thinking.
Yes,
about it.
It's you could probably
it's tragic,
it's pretty
right?
Awful.
Yeah. Oh well, I give up. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Did anyone guess Tom Jones?
Yes, Tom Jones was the history of a foundling.
Oh, well, that was Tom. Okay,
right. All right. And Josh, you have something quick you want to throw in?
No, I'll save it for next time.
All right, I have a quick question. Let's see if you get this. What type of comedy's name? This is the type of comedy I'm looking for. What type of comedy's name is taken from the French word for stuffing?
Oh, opera bouffe.
Farce.
Farce. Very
farce.
Good.
Oh, farce. Okay.
Farce. Is that because you know French or
no? I just made
stuffing.
It up.
What is opera
bouffe?
Opera bouffe.
That just means comedy. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it sounds like stuffing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, there's. I mean, I know there's recipes. There's something like farci and.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what they speak in Iran.
Yes.
So farce means stuffing in what language?
In French.
In French. Really?
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Use that in one of your columns. Let's go to a call.
Too obscure.
Hi, you're on Minds of Matter. Are you there, caller?
They got tired of waiting.
Yeah, probably.
Stop.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas.
Provincial Life, isn't that George Eliot?
It is George Eliot. What's the novel?
I'm thinking it's Middlemarch.
Yeah, of course it is. Very good.
I have a state question.
Yes.
What state, the people in the state, what state swears the most?
You know, I have this question. I was going to use it next week.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So I guess you know.
I do know.
Okay, so then I'll
hold
it. Have it for next week.
Yes, hold it.
Okay.
How do they measure that
one? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's a good question, but I'll save it for next week.
All right.
Let's see. Let me see what we have here. So nobody got all the items at Walmart yet. And what else?
What can you tell us about a novel without a hero? Give us a hint on that.
Yeah, because that's...
Unless... No.
It's called a novel without a hero for obvious reasons, because the main character is a woman and not a man. That's why they call it a novel without a hero.
That's not obvious, though, but that's a good... thanks for the
explanation. Is it Moll Flanders?
No, that's a good guess, but no, not Moll Flanders.
Huh.
Although it is not the title of the book is not named after the lead character.
Oh, I see.
No.
I see.
So,
all right.
If that'll help you a little bit.
It doesn't help me.
Okay. And if anybody would like to call in very quickly here, we have a couple of lines open at 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And I think a novel without a hero is Vanity Fair.
It is Vanity Fair.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Becky Sharp.
Of course.
Yes, for
either of your panelists to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Becky Sharp with the non-hero.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
So you couldn't have a woman as a hero.
She's an anti-heroine, is more like
it. Yeah,
she's an opportunist.
Yeah.
And, okay. And next call.
Yeah, hi, it's Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
Did you already get all of those state pairs?
No, we have a couple left.
Okay, but did somebody guess Nevada and Oregon?
Nobody got Nevada and Oregon.
Okay. Nice. And then the other, I think the hardest one is Missouri and Nebraska.
I did not have Missouri and Nebraska. Are you sure that they have a common
ground? Yeah, they do, because I drove from Missouri to Nebraska.
Sure Kansas is not in the way of because I have a feeling
I'm going to pull out my we're so close to the end. I'm going to pull out my pocket
south
map
of
here.
Nebraska, but Missouri
and Nebraska do share
a
border.
All right,
yep.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And then did somebody already get Louisiana and Mississippi?
Yes, somebody did.
Yeah. Okay. And then for the Walmart Black Friday stuff, is that question finished?
No, we have two things left.
Okay. How about laptops?
I'll give it to you. It's tablets, really.
Tablets. Okay. All right. And I do know the state that swears the most.
No, because I want to do that question next week.
Okay.
So save it for that.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. The longest running primetime dramatic series?
Yeah.
Would that be Columbo?
No, it would not.
Okay.
Did you say whether it was currently on or not?
It is currently on.
All right. Sorry about that. Thank you, caller. And 35 years. I can't think of what this is.
Has Law and Order been around that long?
It seems like it, but no. But no.
No.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? No. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. You're on.
Okay. Colonel Tom Parker.
That's exactly right.
And Missouri and Nebraska do meet.
What is Colonel
Tom
Parker?
My father was born in Nebraska.
Yep.
And is it Connecticut and Delaware?
Not Connecticut and Delaware.
No.
I only have one left on the list.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thank you.
So the caller was referring to my question about
the Dutch guy.
Dutch guy, Andre Dries van Creek, known to rock and roll history as Elvis's Bengali Colonel Tom Parker.
He had a very checkered history. Wasn't he convicted of a murder or something?
I don't know.
Some crime, outstanding crime. And all right, one more call.
Very quick, the answer for the lowest capital in the world is Baku, Azerbaijan.
Okay.
And the next one is minus 92 feet. And the next one, the next to it was Amsterdam, Netherlands, minus 3 feet. In the U.S., it is Honolulu, Hawaii, with an average height of 18 feet.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye-bye. All right, time to clean up here, Jerry.
The city's two largest private employers are California Pacific Medical Center and Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And the president who called the White House the crown jewel in the U.S. penal system was Harry Truman. And the longest running dramatic weekly primetime series in the United States is Masterpiece Theater, or Masterpiece Classic, as it's now called.
All right.
Okay.
I guess because I didn't think about that because they change it all the time.
Yeah, right.
Well, they've changed the title once.
I got nothing. They cleaned
it
up.
Oh, is that it? Okay. All right. The four most popular items bought at Walmart on Black Friday are towels, TVs, tablets, and dolls. Dolls.
Okay.
All right. The only state that nobody got, the only pair of states, was New Mexico and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
So, if we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We hope you enjoy the show. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Joshua Cosman, who writes about classical music. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and the phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to give us an hour of your time tonight. And we appreciate it very much. Please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Bye-bye.